17 নভেম্বর ওয়ার্ল্ড প্রিম্যাচিউরিটি ডে। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, এখন আমরা কথা বলছি মিরাকল বেবিস ফাউন্ডেশন এর সিইও এবং কোফাউন্ডার খাইলি পাসল এর সঙ্গে। খাইলি পাসল, ইউ আর ওয়েলকাম টু SBS বাংলা।
Thank you for having me.
It is said that prematurity is the biggest killer of children in Australia. What do you think?
Yes, the numbers of babies overall that die because of prematurity each year is the highest number for from one condition. So it's definitely something that we need to be talking about and looking at how we can reduce those numbers.
What is the Miracle Babies Foundation? How does it work? How did you get involved with this?
Miracle Babies Foundation is an organisation that supports premature and sick babies, their families and the hospitals that care for them. I'm one of the co-founders of Miracle Babies. We've been around for 13 years now supporting families, and we've certainly made some great improvements in helping the experience of parents, in educating hospital staff and improving outcomes for babies and working with the hospitals. So there is still a lot to do, and we've identified several gaps that we want to talk about in our health system to improve the experience for families this World Prematurity Day.
Can you tell us more about the number of families affected by premature babies in Australia?
Every year in Australia, there's 27,000 babies that are born premature. So that works out to about 1 in 10 babies born every year in this country. So it's certainly a large number of families that are being affected. And heartbreakingly, up to 1,000 babies can lose their fight for life every year as well.
What advice would you have for families of sick or premature newborns?
Having been through the experience myself of having premature babies and sick babies, I definitely encourage parents and families to access support. Contact Miracle Babies and link in with us, and we can help connect you with other people who have been through a very similar experience. It can help reduce your feelings of loneliness and isolation and help you feel part of that community that has been through similar experiences. It's definitely something that we encourage everyone to reach out and make contact with us so we can help support them.
Why is fundraising so important to support premature and sick newborns and their families?
With no ongoing and regular funding for our services and resources, we really rely a lot on our communities and corporate partners to provide funding for us to help the families that we do. And the more funds that we can raise, and that's what we're asking, this World Prematurity Day, help support the families, please donate. And the more funds that we can raise, the more families we can support, and we can expand our services into more regions to help more families.
Where can people go to find more information and donate?
Please visit our website, miraclebabies.org.au. There's a load of information on there, how families can access support, how anyone can get involved through volunteering or hosting events, fundraising, and how to donate. So it's miraclebabies.org.au.
Is there anything else would you like to share with us?
We're encouraging everyone on Saturday the 17th of November for World Prematurity Day to light up purple, to help us share the conversations and start the talking about how we can help support premature babies and their families. So if you can light up a building or your house or your business with some purple lighting, if you go out on Saturday, wear something purple and help us raise awareness for these families.
Khaili Pasal, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
The 2018 SBS National Languages Competition. Have you entered? The competition is open to anyone learning a new language until the 18th of November. For more information, visit sbs.com.au/NLC18.